It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Sam!
Hello!
Hello! Hi, come in, Sam. Hi, tune in. Hi, good morning.
Hi, how you doing? What's going on?
My TV reference there. What's going on? I'm doing a bit of radio. It's your spot.
Yeah.
What have you got for your spot? What's kind of like your t-shirt, by the way? You've got a couple of guns fucking on your t-shirt there.
Yeah, it's a statement about armament and countries and stuff.
Okay.
I'm not pro-gun.
No, obviously.
That's not what this is about, but yeah,
obviously
put that out there for the
cartoon
world.
Gun pornography, though, you're quite into.
Oh, yeah, it's my favourite. I've got like six of the same t-shirt in all the colours.
Cocked and loaded, yep, sure.
That's it. Okay. So
back to TV.
Today we're talking about Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Okay, all right, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Okay, yep, sure. Another one of these massive, like lots of seasons TV shows that I've never delved into because it scares me how many shows they've got.
Well, this one is four seasons. It's a Netflix original. It's been around for 3 years now. It stars Ali Kemper, who is from The Office US, which is one of my favorite shows. So I was like, cool, this is gonna be so sick.
The character is not too dissimilar to the overwhelmingly what's the Jacinda-ism?
I don't know.
Relentlessly positive.
Yes, yeah. Relentlessly positive. Yeah. She is definitely one of those. So the plot is she is a bunker woman. She was raised in a bunker by a guy she married, like in a cult kind of situation, sister wives kind of thing. Yeah. Really creepy.
One of them.
Really dark undertones. And then she gets busted out, and it's all about how women can overcome all this kind of stuff. And it's like a positive, light comedy. And I
do you hate it?
I hate it. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I find it so overly positive and dreary, and the jokes just aren't funny. I watched it the first season.
Good on you, Sam.
I skipped season two, season three. I watched all of season four last night, and I still hate it.
Tell you what, you can't. No one can say that you don't do your homework. You know, that's a whole season four.
Yeah,
even though you hated it.
Well, only six episodes because they halved it for the first time ever in Netflix history that I know of. They've released a season, half of it at once, and then half of it later on.
What is it? The Sopranos?
I mean, I don't get that reference. I'm young.
The Sopranos. The Sopranos was a groundbreaking TV show.
I have heard about it. I was too young to watch it.
When TVNZ broadcast the final season, they thought they'd be real clever and broadcast half of it and then just have a massive break.
I hate a hiatus. Oh, yuck. The Christmas break?
But it wasn't like the Sopranos didn't do a hiatus. TVNZ just thought they'd do a hiatus. They hoped that nobody had the internet and no one would be able to watch the whole second half before they played it.
So half the country already watched it. And it stars like a really cool cast. There's this guy Titus Burgess who's not been on anything that I know of before, but he's really the sassy, funny gay black man. Her landlord is Carol Kane, who's been on like a bunch of TV shows but probably has nothing noteworthy you remember. And then Jane Krakowski, who is always like just a white businesswoman that everyone knows in her 40s and stuff. She's in every TV show as well. And it's a really cool ensemble cast, and I really like their dynamic and stuff, but the jokes just don't land for me. Like, I just don't care for any of them. There's only one character
is it a sitcom?
It's a sitcom.
Speaking of sitcoms, I accidentally stumbled into really late last night, just while I was pottering around preparing to slumber. I just caught 10 minutes of Two and a Half Men. Man, that is...
Is that still on?
That is the shittest thing I've ever seen. That is so bad. I just can't believe...
Is that still on?
I can't believe what they make jokes about on that show.
What, with Ashton Kutcher still?
No, this was a Charlie Sheen episode.
Yeah. Oh, throwback.
I think it must have been a repeat.
It must have been a repeat, but it's I was looking at it going, how much are you getting paid to do the show? Seriously?
Well, I mean...
Oh, another boob joke.
Look at his nose, you know?
Yeah.
It's reconstructed.
That's reconstructive surgery. Yeah. It's not a very good show. I wouldn't recommend it.
Someone's income by their nose.
How damaged it is, possibly.
Or how reconstructed it is. How much that cost. After the damage
they've done to it.
What was my nose? It was.
It looks fine. Perfect.
I don't want to say. Okay. They don't need to know. That's why we do radio, not TV.
I think the cost comes from the reconstruction, Mikey, you know?
Yeah. So Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, don't really watch it. I wouldn't recommend it. But I mean, it's got 97 on Rotten Tomatoes, so like people love it. Like people love the show, and I just don't get it. But I like other shows that have the same
rating.
What do you
think people love about it? Do you think it's the positive? Do you think it's because it's, I mean, that does...
There must be humour in it, right? Like, I haven't watched it, but...
But the concept is that her character is just unflappable, eh? She's just like... Even in the most adverse circumstances, she is just happy to be out of the bunker and yay!
She's been through the worst. She's so happy. She loves her life. Like, there was one episode where she...
It's hard for people like us.
She discovers white privilege in an episode, which is a great through line to see, because she goes to an Asian nail salon and she realizes that all the nail ladies have, they just swap name tags. It doesn't matter. They're faceless drones, really, in this corporation. And she, like, overcomes it and helps them and stuff. And I was like, this is a great, like, concept, but I just hate this actress. And I don't really care what she does.
So do you think it's like a personal vendetta against the actress?
Maybe, but like... I love gingers, so I don't know why I would hate it. Like, and she's funny in The Office, so I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I really don't know what it is.
I was wondering if I'd get away with that comment then, Sam. I never would.
I don't think so.
I do love gingers.
Sarah's just written your name down on a book just there.
It's a ginger category, they're not ginger category.
It's just a mark. you're on report.
I mean, I can try watching it, but I just can't really give it another go. Like,
What about if they ran the whole season again and they just did they tinted her hair differently and she had brown hair?
I think it would make it even more boring.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of weird because it started like 3 years ago and it didn't really like kick off, and now it's kind of become a big
thing. Hey, can I introduce Tess to everyone? Hi, Tess. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Hi. Tess is producing. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Bye, Joe, guys. See you later. R.I.P.
Bye.
It hurts, but it's true. Mm. What did you suggest in there?
I didn't suggest anything, I don't think.
I was just saying,
it
didn't really take off, did it?
Yeah, it didn't take off when it first came out, and now it's like the later seasons, everyone's been talking about it, and
you can't help but wonder whether she's like that in real life.
But I wonder,
how could you tell someone like that in real life, some relentlessly positive person, your show's canned?
Because you skipped season two and three.
Yeah, I skipped season two and three.
Maybe those are the best seasons.
Well, she goes
maybe
to high school in season two, she goes to college in season three, it's like...
Maybe that really caught everyone on, and now it's like...
Maybe it was like a teen thing. Like, everyone's like, college, oh my God, and I'm just like, I don't care. I don't know, I would love to like it, but I've got so much other better TV on. Like, there's so much more stuff to watch that I love watching. So, I don't know, give it a try. Netflix does really good stuff, though. So, it's a Netflix original. Like, it should be amazing. That's what I expect now. I expect greatness.
I do believe that they put the effort in.
I feel like they're good.
I just don't think just because it's a Netflix original, it's a guaranteed winner. But
maybe worth a try.
Definitely. You definitely know they've given it a go.
Yeah.
Also, Out of the Deadwood, too, with Netflix. That's a good thing about Netflix. It starts to get a bit stale. See ya! Gone!
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, we don't need you anymore. We want good stuff.
Do they take stuff off?
Yeah, it keeps recycling, mining. I also started watching The Staircase, the new Making a Murderer from 2005, and that's kind of interesting, but I didn't watch enough to talk about it.
Is that
like
a doco thing?
Yeah, but it's a 2005 doco.
I watched that one.
We talked about that the other day. It's so good.
I started Evil Genius.
Won't spoil it, but
it gets pretty dark pretty promptly.
Yeah,
just so
well,
good.
Well, it is. It's true crime.
But I love crime. We love crime. Yay! Good on you, America. Do more crime so we can watch it.
No, yuck.
We're anti-crime now.
Just America, they can take that and run with it a little bit.
Just for the docos, though? I feel like...
You commit a crime just for a doco. That could be the new serial killer thing.
That would not surprise me. What was the one about serial killers? Did anyone watch that? I don't know if it's Netflix or not. I know we're straying right outside this. I think we're kicking Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt to
the curb.
See you later.
See you later, babe.
Rinse, flush. Okay, there was one. It was on recently about a 12 episode thing. I just can't remember the name of it. Where it was basically sort of based on reality, and they were interviewing serial killers. It's the first time they interviewed serial killers.
Confession tapes.
It wasn't like a doco. It was like a
and every episode was a different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it the confession tapes?
Yeah,
no, it wasn't the confession tapes.
Oh, okay.
We've just segued into the
Sarah, is it?
Podcast ad.
Grim Missingsville. Craig T. Nelson's Murder Tales.
Okay, I don't know what we're talking about, but the show I'm talking about, I don't know the name of either, so
I love the vague, just like, it's kind of like this, it's got a bit of this, details to give you.
There was an amazing, the serial killers were all actual serial killers,
the real deal.
They were all actors playing the killers.
Okay.
But they, and it was sort of like, it was them sort of, it was all about sort of the growth of the profiling and how they realised that by interviewing Mindhunter.
Thank you, Texter.
I've watched that. Yeah, but I mean, the whole sort of his actual story that was a bit boring. Mm. His sort of relationship story. But the serial killers were amazing. The one guy played the mayor winded up. I know. I'm just saying.
We're having too much fun talking about TV. It's the best thing.
Oh, serial killers. Okay, all right. Breakfast cereal.
It's kind of like a true crime breakfast show. How about that?
Oh, it's just a bit grunty, you know?
I'm grunty.
What?
Ugh. Felt the grunt.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
So wanted to put that in the promo.